do your best to protect and serve, but are treated in ways that you don't deserve. They call your names and spit in your face, but if you weren't there, who would take your place? 'Cause you spend your life in danger, could take a bullet for a stranger. Always have to be brave and tough, though it'll never be enough. And when they're critical of you, they should walk a mile in your shoes. The days are hard, the nights are long, but you still put the uniform on.
It's Thursday, Tony. What do we do on Thursday? We acknowledge to the rest of the 99% what we all know, and that is that cops rock.
That's exactly right. Do you have a cool story for me?
Got a cool story. Cops don't just come with two legs and two arms, Tony. Sometimes cops are our four-legged friends, which obviously Dwight and I love, and you're a cat man, but we'll move on.
Okay.
And assume that you like dogs.
Yes.
For the most part.
Yes, just not in my house.
Two Florida canines were honored with Purple Hearts after each suffering gunshot wounds while subduing an armed carjacking suspect back in September. The canines are Endo and Axe. They're with the Volusia Sheriff's Office. They received the Sheriff's Purple Heart and the Medal of Honor from Iron Dog Canine.
That's awesome.
That's a nonprofit organization that supports the canine teams. They help with their medical bills. Axe was shot in the face while tracking the armed man into a wooded area in Deltona.
Oh, my gosh.
Endo was shot in the paw and chin almost 2 hours later when that suspect ran out from a wood line.
Oh, who shoots a dog?
Yeah. Sheriff Mike Chitwood praised both Axe and Endo following the shooting, saying there was no doubt that Canine Axe and Canine Endo took bullets that were meant for my deputies. They appeared alongside their respective handlers to pick up the award. Endo, by the way, has previously been awarded the Sheriff's Office Medal of Valor and Purple Heart when he was shot in the neck while responding to a domestic violence call back in 2016. He, like Danny Glover, said, I'm getting too old for this, and he is retiring after nearly a decade. So thank you to Officers Endo and Axe.
I wonder what that process. I actually have a family friend that retired from the police last year, 2 years ago, and he was the canine unit. I don't know. I've never asked him if he kept the dog. I assume the dog stays on the force until they're ready to retire. So I bet you that's hard for those canine officers to separate from their partner, which is the dog.
I think sometimes the families get to keep them. I'm not sure. Maybe Joe Cassie knows. Joe Cassie is with LMPD. Throw any a question there you might not know, Joe, but thanks for calling in. What happens to the canines after they retire?
Hey, good morning, guys. So, when the canine dog retires, it can go back to the handler. However, if the handler retires before the dog's ready to retire,
yeah,
generally the dog then goes to another handler.
Right, because the dogs are expensive.
they're not cheap.
No, it takes a lot of money to train. You got to find the right dog and then train the right dog and all that. So it takes a lot of money. Joe, how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. I certainly cannot complain, I'll tell you that.
All right. So we've got a good story here. I just saw it on saw the video a couple of minutes ago. There was the new class of police officers was running down the hill. Tell us what happened, Joe, with this situation and a child running in the street.
Yeah, so our Metro Academy class 49 that's currently in, it was back November 1st. Their scheduled PT time. They're out running laps around the building. I think they were doing a mile and a half run that afternoon. And while they're running next to Taylor Boulevard, right in front of the academy, one of our recruits sees a three-year-old running out from in front of a house in between cars that are parked on Taylor and then about to run into Taylor Boulevard.
Oh.
And this is why he's just jogging along, and he sees it, and he, without hesitation, sprints across Taylor Boulevard while there's cars actively driving down the street, and he grabs the kid up before the kid can get struck by a car.
Is it possible to get a commendation before you become a police officer?
it's already getting done. Yeah, it
certainly is. Well, that's a heck of a good start. What's the young man's name?
Mr. Stephen Eights is the recruit.
I love it. And what do you think of this group coming through? How many do we have, by the way?
So we have two classes in right now. MAC 49, which is where Mr. Eights is in currently. There's only 14 recruits in that class. However, we have another group that just started their 5 weeks in, and that has 25 people in it.
That's fantastic.
Well, I mean, for those listening, maybe after hearing about how much cops rock, you'll decide to become a cop. It is a great profession. So if someone hears this right now, say they're, 22, 23 years old, they finish school, and think, I might be able to do that. What's the process from right now to becoming an officer?
So we're actively hiring. Various requirements. I think we should probably send a link somewhere to our hiring page, LouisvilleKY.gov. But you have to be 21 years of age. You get online, follow the hiring process. And then you would, once you get selected, you go through about a 26 to 30 week police academy.
It is one of the more, the tough jobs are the most rewarding. It's what you tell your kids. The hard stuff is the good stuff. And in life, anything that you do, and a Louisville police officer is a great life. And yes, you hit some bumps and speed bumps every once in a while in this community. But, Joe, I want you to express our admiration from our end to all the brothers and sisters you have down at LMPD for us, okay?
Absolutely will. I appreciate you having us on here and acknowledging the story. We're very proud of Mr. Ace, and we're really proud of all the officers that serve this community, because it's a community we're serving.
Awesome. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
See you, buddy.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
So that's our Massey Cassie segment that we just did there.
All right. I do have the poll that I was pulling that information about how much people care about COVID-19.
Pulling the poll, were
yes.
you?
The survey, Courier Journal, USA Today, and Suffolk University's Political Research Center that did an extensive survey in the Louisville area. The topics were public safety, homelessness, race relations, police reform, education, affordable housing, jobs, taxes, other. Came in higher than COVID-19, by the way. And undecided was 4%, because people just, I don't know what's the most important. But out of those lists, what do you think was the top concern that I just mentioned, if you remember?
Well, for most people, it's the economy, stupid.
No, actually, the economy is down. Public safety was number one.
Oh, in Louisville, absolutely.
Yes.
It makes sense this year.
Yes. And then, and that was by a wide margin. It drops considerably to go to the second worrisome thing for Louisvillians, which was homelessness. The next was race relations. And then after that, only 10% of those surveyed in Louisville, and it was an extensive survey. You can go to the Courier Journal. It's up there and see more of details on this. They have an extensive survey and a breakdown. But only 10% believe in police reform right now.
That's how tone deaf
yes.
politicians are.
That's true.
People want public safety, and yet you try programs, again, that didn't work before, a.k.a. the interrupters.
Yeah.
People don't care about COVID. Yet you're spending millions, if not billions of dollars telling people to get vaccinated. If you haven't gotten the vaccine by now, you're not going
to
get it.
Look, you give people a choice for the most part. When I go to Target or Kroger, I'm always surprised by, I am the minority without a mask. I'm not a mask hole. I don't care if you wear a mask or not.
No, it's your choice.
It's not up to me. It's up to you if you want to wear the mask.
I'm not going to pull it and snap it back in your face.
I've had three shots of the vaccine. I don't care. I don't feel like I'm 10-foot and bulletproof, but I got the booster. I'm fine. I'm not wearing the mask. I look around at Target, and it's a good 60-70% of people at Target have the mask on. I don't care. Wear your mask.
That's fine. Just don't look at me sideways if I'm not.
Yes. Okay.
And by the way, if you're vaccinated, that was the end-all be-all. Why are you worried?
No, I don't know. I after you get vaccinated, most of the time you get sick. If you get sick, I think most people have had it. They just didn't know it. And, of course, that's why you got to come up with the worst variant now to scare everybody. But here we go. Here's another number from that, Dave. Are you ready? 67% of Louisville residents said police generally do a good job.
Yeah.
67%. Yeah, cops are doing a good job. That's 70%. That's 7 out of 10.
Yes.
7 out of 10 that say, yeah, pretty good job.
We're supposed to change everything, though.
Yes, yes. I love the undecided percentages. Like, I
gave you 10 things. You know, just pick one of them.
You couldn't pick from public safety, homelessness, race relations, police reform, education, affordable housing, jobs, taxes, COVID-19. No, 5% was other. Again,
that person would be a really bad talk show host.
Other people had other above COVID-19.
What are some of the other things not listed there, I wonder?
I don't know.
Like free college and stuff like that?
I don't know. That wasn't on the list at all, but this was mostly... I think when you get to people in one-on-one situations, it's different when you're in a mob. When you're in a mob and people are screaming and yelling, you have an opinion. Or if you're in a group, right? But when you sit someone down and really, I've always said this with, you know, emails and text messages are terrible when business situations come around because you get into more arguments, you get into fights, you get pissy really quick. When you do,
but you can't tell frame of mind. You can't tell sarcasm.
Right.
That's why emojis were born.
Right. And I don't know how many times, and I for sure, there have been meetings over the last 20 or 30 years where I'm like, I'm going to have to control myself because I might get in a fist fight with this person today.
Mm-hmm.
But the second you get in the room, they're not as bad. They're not as pissed as you think they are. Everything kind of melts away and you figure it out at the end, even if it's contentious a little bit. So I think in these surveys, when they get one-on-one, Dave, I think they narrow their focus a little bit more.
Sure.
They're like, you know what? I think the police do a pretty good job.
Well, and there's nobody around to heckle you.
Yes,
how could
correct.
You say that?
Right, it's anonymous, too, so it's not...
We get that, though, with communication. Some of these musicians that we have on, we'll get the paperwork with the bold and the capitals. Do not ask him about this. Do not ask him about that. He will hang up on you. And then you're thinking, geez, what can we talk about with this guy?
Well, and then he brings
then
it up.
Then they come on, and they're like, yeah, he brings it up, and he's joking about it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah,
they actually talk to somebody. Not so bad.
Yeah, it's not so bad at all. Not so bad at all.
Oh, I've got a social dilemma for you.
Alrighty.
You're pretty good at these.
Okay.
Having raised two fine children, Tony.
Oh, thank you.
This is Aaron on Mum's Net.
Okay.
My neighbors were out of town last week, and I saw their teenage daughter sneak their car out and go for a joyride.
Right.
She's 15.
Oh.
And her parents don't let her drive much, so I know they would be extremely upset about it, but I feel like I need to tell them. The thing is, she babysits for my kids, and she's wonderful with them. If I rat her out, I know she won't want anything to do with me anymore. Should I tell on her or stay quiet so I can keep the best babysitter we've ever had?
I would keep quiet because you can't – good babysitters are far and in between. So that – normally, if until you got to she's a wonderful babysitter, I was going to say, no, you got to go next door and say, Joe, I love you, buddy. Just to let you know, she took the car out when you were gone.
Because what if she gets in an accident and you could have said something to the parents?
Yes.
You'd feel horrible.
That's exactly right.
It's not your fault. It's not your job to parent her.
Yes.
But it takes a village, Tony.
Yes, but you don't. We were lucky enough to have one babysitter. No, we had one other. Will Wolford's daughter watched our kids for a summer.
Mm-hmm.
But besides that, we had one babysitter for like 10 years.
That's awesome.
And she was awesome. She was a Bible student at the place down on Lexington.
The
Road.
Seminary?
Yeah, the seminary. But
Bible
she
school?
Yeah, there you go. Whatever it is. she got a Bible. She must be good stock.
They got them disciples in there.
But she was wonderful. So, no, once you got to this, she's the wonderful babysitter. Oh, no. Keep it to yourself.
Yep. now, should you talk to her, say, you know, I saw you get out with the car. I'm not going to say anything, but it's kind of dangerous.
It depends on her.
Yeah.
You got to go, hey. And you could take the heat from the parent next door, even if she tells him and go, well, I got to tell you something. Because, yeah, you say, hey, so Wednesday night you go out and have a good time?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, was anything happened there? Yeah, I noticed that you were gone.
Throw a couple pints back, did you?
Uh-huh, yeah. So is it $12 an hour or is it $10 an hour?
There you go. So, yeah, I could keep this to myself. I'm thinking $8.50. Why not?
All right, man. River City Chiropractic. Call them at 409-6965 right now. I'm waiting for a couple of weeks to get through the holidays to post these stomach pictures of me. And I showed them to Dave and Dwight.
Dwight, yeah, that other one.
And they said, you all were like, wow, that actually looks like it works.
Yeah.
River City Chiropractic, 409-6965. It melts the fat and works the muscles. I did 6 treatments. I popped by their office on Preston Highway for a 22-minute session once a week. That's it. Okay? I didn't change my diet at all, and I told them this. I told Dave and Dwight, I said, I'm not going to change my diet. I'm not going to increase them or less the calories. I want the exact same diet and see if this works. Well, if you see the pictures, it's dramatic. It's crazy how much fat I lost on my stomach, which is harder when you get in your 50s to get rid of that. And you don't have to be in your 50s for this procedure to work. I saw 2 professional baseball players that play in the big leagues that were in there the last time I was in there. River City Chiropractic on Preston Highway. Call them at 409-6965. 409-6965. Call them now. You got 10 minutes. You tell them you heard this ad on the radio, and they'll give you 20% off the price, which is fantastic. Back after this, keep it where you got it. News Radio 840 WHAS.
WHAS.
There he sits inside your local coffee shop, sporting a man bun and facial hair. Somehow he believes, although he has no job, that by his 30s he will be a millionaire. M-I-L-L-E-N-N-I-A-L. Gotta love millennials.
The problem with the man bun part,
yeah,
is that half the guys that have the man bun thing are UFC fighters. So don't
pick on that guy.
Don't pick on the man bun guy because you might get the wrong one.
Can I buy you a scone, sir?
Just let you know.
Why am I playing the millennial song?
Why are you doing that?
Well, because they, you know, we think, well, we're Gen X. Everybody agrees.
Yes.
That is the coolest generation.
There's no question.
Maybe, well, okay. I'm sorry. The greatest generation. We're second.
Yeah.
To our heroes in World War II that kept us free.
Correct. And then built this country.
Exactly right. So, but millennials probably don't always like the man bun stereotypes and the facial hair stereotypes. In fact, there's probably things that baby boomers do, older generations do, that kind of drives them crazy.
Okay, boomer.
This from BuzzFeed.
Love it.
Things the older generation say or do that bothers you.
Okay.
One, the customer is always right excuse and not allowing employees to adequately defend themselves. The service you get is a privilege, not a right. And you better believe you can be denied service.
Well, common courtesy is part of that. But if you keep pushing it, you're right. The customer is not always right. The customer, most of the time, is a giant fat jerk.
Yes.
So, no, they're not right. So when they tip you 15 cents on a $60 bill, you should be able, as I did once, give the tip back to the person and go, you obviously need this more than I do.
Yeah.
Thanks for stopping by. And instead of almost getting fired like I did, the boss should go, nope, that was appropriate.
And what happened to the art of clearing the table as the evening goes along?
I don't know.
The person that takes your order. This is when you have a staffed restaurant. Then the manager that asks if everything's okay as you chew your first bite. And then someone else brings the food, but no one can clear the table.
Yeah, I end up doing that myself a lot of times. I'll stack plates.
Yes.
And kind of move them to the end of the table. But as long as the food was hot and it got to my table in time, I'm willing to forget all the rest of that stuff.
Yep. I have to send stuff back a lot because I always ask for no cheese and it always comes with cheese.
Here's the other thing. If I get the green tea with my breakfast or lunch, right?
Yeah.
You have to assume that I need a water because you can't wash a sandwich down with hot green tea.
No.
So you need, or coffee, you need a water. So the green tea should come with a glass of water.
And the water is always forgotten, even if you ask for the water.
Yes.
That happens to Becky all the time. Margaritas and a water.
Yes.
We get the margaritas, which I'm happy about because I've got water in there in the form of ice cubes.
Right.
But she doesn't get her water.
Because the water's free.
Young people complaining about older people, boomers in particular, being completely ignorant when it comes to technology. My father refuses to even get Wi-Fi and any kind of computer at home because, quote, that's how they get you.
My mother has refused to get a smartphone. She has the flip phone, right?
The old Razor phone.
So when hers died and she went to the store, I was like, finally. Because everyone in the family is on a text chain and everything. It's very easy.
She go to T-Mobile?
Except for mom. We have to call mom because she doesn't have it. Well, when she went to the store, the guy looked in the back of the drawer and goes, you know what? I've got one left.
Really?
It was still in the box. It was like 5 years old. And he goes, I don't know how we have this, but I'll sell you this one. And she went, ha ha. Well, guess what? I just told John Tucker this from Blue Money Report. I saw where T-Mobile, which is now Sprint, Verizon, all of these, AT&T, they're turning off their 3G network. Okay? They're going to turn it off within this next year.
This was like all of our little portable televisions. We're going digital.
Yes.
That antenna's not going to work anymore.
Right. So they're turning that phone. Your phone won't work if it's 3G. Okay? Mm-hmm. You got to have a new phone.
Boomers, I do wish that people of older generations would stop just randomly showing up to visit without checking to see if it's okay first.
Oh, my God.
It may not specifically be a boomer thing, but I don't know anyone under the age of 40 who does this. We used to always do that.
Yes.
People you just walk up to grandma and grandpa's house.
Yes. You
and they
just
were
stop
happy.
By. No, you have to schedule. They're right. You have to schedule it now. Well, what time are you going to be here? Okay, what exactly? No. I have to go to Target that time. You have to go to Target? This is the only time I have time to get over to your house.
Yeah.
But people used to just go over and knock on your door. And sometimes you go, ugh. But sometimes you're like, oh, hey, what's going
awesome.
On? Come on in, dude.
Break out the good pastry.
Didn't matter what the house looked like. Whatever. You just come on in.
Boomer trends and mentalities younger people wish would go away. This kind of says a lot about them, actually.
Actually, it does.
The workhorse mentality they want in employees. My sanity is worth more than me, more to me than my work. Quit asking your employees to give all of their energy to their jobs. Yes.
I don't know. They might be right with that one.
Isn't there a fine line?
There is.
But now, wanting 40 weeks maternity leave, wanting three-day work weeks, wanting breaks, wanting free this and free that, you've got to do your job.
Yes, but the last 20 years of firing people and, I'm sorry, they call them RIFs, reduction in force.
Right.
And slyly having you not take an entire person's job on, but we're adding this one thing to your job universe. And then the next riff comes around. Hey, Dave, we're going to add this little old thing. It's not much. It's a little thing. So by the time you're through three or four riffs, you've got two or three other people's jobs you're doing. And then you feel guilty. There's a stress level of leaving for a week. You're like, oh my God, did I get everything done?
Until the last couple of years, I was never able to truly be off.
Right.
I would get calls. I was always on call.
Correct.
Always checking email.
Yep.
Had the phone at the beach, all that kind of stuff.
Yep. Jackie works with her laptop. We're on the road trip to vacation, and she's on her phone and her laptop, and she would hang up one call, and I go, you're on vacation. She goes, I can't not take these calls. And I'm like,
right.
No, you can.
That's why we love Josh. When we're off, we're off.
I tell him, because the worst thing I used to do was, are you staying in town?
Yes.
Oh, darn it.
Yes, if you need anything.
Yes.
Feel free. This kind of goes back to the other one. Calling instead of texting, except in the case of an emergency. They act like you just kicked their dog if you call them.
Haley freaked out a couple of weeks ago. I called her, and she texted me back and said, hey, you old person weirdo, why did you call me? And I said, oh, I'm sorry, can I not call? She goes, mm-hmm. Yes, no one calls anymore. I go, okay.
Boomer trends the younger people wish would go away. This is kind of a touche here. Whining about how millennials and Gen Z are all entitled brats because we got participation trophies. Yeah, we got them, but you were the ones down at the trophy shop buying them for us.
They are correct.
Yep.
They are correct. They're absolutely correct. We did that to them. Yes, that's right. We helicopter parented some of us, and some of us did not. But that's, they're right. It's hard to argue with them on that one.
I know.
Plus, I know a lot of go-getting badasses millennials.
And I've told them, you could own this bunch.
Oh, that's right.
Don't complain about being stereotyped. You're going to be writing the paychecks.
That's right. Look in the military. Look at some of the millennials around here. They mm-hmm. work their asses off, and they work hard. Now, you weed out the ones that don't pretty quickly.
Speaking of weeds, last one, obsessive yard work. Mowing the lawn and picking up every blade of grass is not a personality trait. And why would that bother you, millennials?
I don't know.
If your neighbor is, well, now, we have somebody behind us, probably three houses over, who is obsessed about blowing. Literally out there for an hour and a half. Like with every leaf that falls. And then they try to walk in the garage, another leaf falls. And it's one of the electric ones. And those are not quiet.
No. No, the one I just purchased is so loud. It's battery powered and it's so loud. So I used to obsess about, I would get so frustrated doing the leaves and some of them would fall while I'm doing it. And I go, I just did that section. And then I let it all go about 6 or 7 years ago. I was just like, I can't, this is stupid, because I would obsess about it. And then the wind would blow and then two or three neighbors' leaves would go into my yard and I go, oh,
mm-hmm.
And then I said, I don't care.
We have neighbors that are out there, I don't know, 2-3 times a week. Because they want the perfect green grass.
Yeah.
I keep the driveway clear,
yep.
And I keep the sidewalk clear.
Correct.
But we're full of leaves for a while because yes. We have two huge trees in the front yard, and I'm not doing it 15 times.
Oh.
Let it drop. Our lawn service cam got rid of the leaves.
Okay. But here's a stickler for me. pull your trash cans back in after the garbage guy came.
Oh, please.
Please don't leave it out there. I know people in the neighborhood that leave it out there 2, 3, 4 days. It's like, are you not going to refill them, or you just fill them out on the street?
And don't put them in the street.
No.
Put them at the corner of your yard, yes, or the end of your driveway.
Plus, my garbage guys are awesome. Garbage person?
Ours is like a video game. They never leave the truck.
Okay, I got a note. They left a note that said, could you please separate the cans a little, or the big things a little bit, because you can't get the hook in there to grab it.
Yeah.
I put it very uniform. I have two of the recycle and one of the brown. So I put them right next to each other, boom, 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 to look really good. Well, they're like, don't do that. I can't get in there to grab it. So give them a little separation. I was like, oh, okay.
And we have to let them know if we have some extra stuff.
Yes.
And they love getting out of the truck.
No.
They love getting out of the truck.
Yeah, no. We're running.
Laser beams into the window because they had to get out of the truck.
For the most part, Rumpke's pretty good. They'll take something big every single week if you have it.
Mm-hmm.
And we did a little purge last year, so we had something big we put it all in the garage, and then once a week we put one item out for 6 straight weeks and got rid of all of it instead of calling the 1-800 junk guy. But I see all that. That's why millennials are living in these condos. They don't want to do the yard.
Right.
I don't have time for that. I want to do that. That doesn't give me pleasure. I'm not going to worry about a yard.
Well, don't worry about other people that don't mind doing their yard work.
Yes.
That shouldn't bother you.
And there's some cool condos going up these
days. Oh, yeah.
The ones behind where Top Golf is going. And by the way, if you've been back there, they are now bulldozing Sears. It's happening, folks. It's happening.
I miss Sears. You'd walk in there and see where the tools were.
Yep.
And they had the candy counter.
Well, that was my place to park for them all, because mm-hmm. no one parked back there.
Right.
So I would walk back in that door right there, in the back door, because that's where the parking was.
That's your door.
I love the back door.
Get a good cocktail there.
Yeah. Well, you don't want to be there at 2 a.m.
They're sturdy.
Yeah, the back door. No one ever said, let's go out, let's go to the back door.
You just end up there.
You end up at the back door in Barstown Road. You don't go there on purpose.
But then you wonder why you don't go there more often.
That's right, because you do have a good time.
Hasn't changed.
How many times did you walk out of the back door of the back door to the parking lot, and some guy was in his truck selling frozen meat?
Right, or beef jerky.
Coming
to your table.
I don't know how many times my friends and I bought beef out of a guy's truck at 2 or 3 in the morning, went home and cooked the steak. We were like, did anybody know that guy? Who cares? Cook it up.
Cook it well.
Cook it. Well, we don't have to do the cooking if you go to Lotso Pasta.
Oh, that is true, and we did not. We had family in town, and my brother-in-law loves pasta salad. Had two different kinds of pasta salad. He loved it. We had the sandwich meat, we had some roast beef, and we had some ham in the fridge. Two different kinds of bread. They made sandwiches. Load up on lots of pasta, and your family can kind of take care of themselves while they're in town.
We were talking about the meatball sandwich yesterday and how they use the Cuban bread that they bake every single day for the meatball sandwich. So it's natural Parmesan cheese sprinkled on top of their marinara sauce, on top of their meatballs they make there. All right, you can't get more organic and homemade than the Lotso Pasta meatball sandwich, and you can order it today. Matter of fact,
mm-hmm.
I've now talked myself into buying that sandwich today.
And for all the holiday parties, my wife has a get-together with the girls. They all go to Pam's house, and she's going to bring two different baked ziti's, one with just the cheese and one with meat. The baked ziti is incredible.
LotsoPastaLouisville.com. It's on the Toast app, or go on by the store, which is 3717 Lexington Road in the heart of St. Matthews. Lotso Pasta. Back after this. News Radio 840 WHAS.
Criticism isn't easy for their ears. They feel like they know most everything. See, they grew up with undeserved confidence, cause they got trophies just for participating. MILLENIAL. MILLENIAL.